From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, May 29th. Coming up, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. We'll call in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. will begin revoking the visas of some Chinese students. It's not clear yet how the nearly 5,700 Chinese scholars at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign will be affected. Sagar Magani reports on more Trump administration steps targeting international students.
The department has halted scheduling new visa interviews for international students until it releases guidelines for ramping up vetting of their social media activity. That comes days after the administration tried to block Harvard from enrolling any international students, a decision a federal judge put on hold. The president now says Harvard should cap its percentage of foreign students and defended increased scrutiny of those looking to study here.
I want to make sure that the foreign students are people that can love our country.
But an association that represents international educators says the uncertainty raised by suspending visa appointments will hurt the U.S.'s reputation as a destination country.
That was Sagar Magani reporting. As we mentioned before, the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign has nearly 5,700 Chinese scholars, the seventh highest enrollment according to U.S. News & World Report. Illinois Public Media has asked the university for a response to Rubio's comments, but has yet to hear back. A new independent film festival kicks off today at the Savoy 16 Theater. The Savoy Lumiere Festival is hosted by the Shambana Film Society. It will include screenings of independent films, foreign films, shorts, and documentaries, several of which were filmed in Central Illinois. Nat Dykeman is the director of Shambana Film Society. He says connecting filmmakers and audiences is deeply rewarding.
More than half of these screenings will have filmmakers in attendance that people can talk to after the film. And that's really the best part.
The organization has held monthly screening events in the past, but the Savoy Lumiere will be the group's first weekend-long festival. A full list of the selected films is available on the Shambana Film Society's website, along with dates, times, and ticket information. Up to 275,000 low-income and disabled people in Illinois could lose their Medicaid health insurance coverage. That's because federal lawmakers are considering adding Medicaid work requirements, meaning people would have to prove they work, volunteer, or go to school in order to receive health insurance. Side Effects Public Media's Ben Thorpe reports experts warn that many people who already work will fall through the cracks.
The analysis was done by the Urban Institute and Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. It used data from states with existing work requirements like New Hampshire and Arkansas to estimate how the proposed federal changes might impact states. Catherine Hempstead worked on the analysis. She says they found that many people who meet the requirements still end up kicked off of the programs, often because they failed to complete the necessary paperwork.
And we estimate that, you know, roughly two-thirds of those people that lose coverage actually shouldn't lose their coverage. You know, losing their coverage because of compliance problems, not because they truly are not eligible.
The bill, which passed out of the U.S. House last week, also includes expanded work requirements for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, and now heads to the U.S. Senate. I'm Ben Thorpe.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says he will not approve a budget that increases taxes. His comments come as the legislature is in its final days of its spring session, and lawmakers have yet to present a plan for the state budget. Pritzker says he has had frequent conversations with both Democrats and Republicans about the state budget, and his office has warned that this budget will be a lean one. At a press conference yesterday, Pritzker said he would veto any bill that would have a, quote, negative impact on working families.
I've been pretty clear with everybody that, you know, individual income taxes, corporate income taxes, sales taxes, we are not about raising those taxes at all.
Lawmakers are expected to adjourn by this Saturday, May 31st. Still to come, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Will Call is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance of a shower this afternoon and a high of 72 degrees with a northwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 55 degrees, west wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high of 78 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 59 degrees, northwest wind 10 miles per hour. And for Saturday, sunny with a high of 80 degrees with a northwest wind 10 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, nonviolence was key to Martin Luther King's conception of politics, following the example of Gandhi. But even before his assassination, activists were rejecting parts of that philosophy. We'll talk about how both Gandhi and King approached the subject of nonviolence and whether it's still relevant today. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Steve Wolf.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, May 29th, walk with a naturalist through Buffalo Trace Prairie. That's at Lake of the Woods Forest Preserve in Mahomet from 6 to 7 p.m. You can join a master naturalist from the U of I's extension to explore the Champaign County Preserves. It includes how to use certain apps to help identify plants, birds, and more. Walk with a naturalist at the Lake of the Woods Forest Preserve is from 6 to 7 p.m. on Thursday.
And on Friday, May 30th, Older Americans Month, Seated Animals Yoga at Prairie Farm in Champaign. It's from 10 a.m. to noon. Gentle seated yoga classes alongside baby animals. No equipment is needed, and you could enter to win a farmer's basket provided by OSF. That's on Friday from 10 to noon.
And also at Prairie Farms later that day, starting at 8 p.m., movie nights at Prairie Farm. You can enjoy animal activities, concessions, and surprises. This week's film is A Bug's Life.
Well, you're not a tree yet. You just have to give yourself some time. You're still a seed.
But it's a rock.
I know it's a rock!
You can catch A Bug's Life at 8 p.m. at Prairie Farm in Champaign.
And Peter Pan the Ballet at the Virginia Theater in Champaign on Friday, May 30th at 7 p.m. And also Saturday, May 31st at 2 p.m. It's presented by the Champaign Park District and Dance Arts Conservatory. This family-friendly and comedic ballet brings the classic story of Peter Pan to life. That's Friday and Saturday, May 30th and 31st.
And on Friday, May 30th at 8 p.m., 90s to 2000s hip-hop and R&B at the Gallery Art Bar in Urbana. A DJ will be playing the hits. You can enjoy 90s to 2000s hip hop and R&B at Gallery Art Bar starting at 8 p.m.
And Saturday, May 31st, CU Market at the Fair at the Champaign County Fairground, 9 a.m. to 2. Shop local vendors at the fairgrounds.
And on Saturday, May 31st, auditions for the Laramie Project are at the Champaign Public Library from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is part of Twin City Theater Company's season. The Laramie Project tells the story of the community's response to the 1998 brutal hate crime of Matthew Shepard in Laramie, Wyoming. Performances are August 8th through 17th. For more information, visit TwinCityTheaterCo.org.
And on Saturday, May 31st, it's The Beat on Market Street in downtown Champaign from 8 p.m. to midnight. No entry after 11:30 p.m., so get there early. Enjoy live music, entertainment, and culture. The first week, it kicks off with Dexter O'Neill in the Funkyard, along with DJ Rico Mash. The Beat will be the first and last Saturdays of each month through September.
And on Sunday, June 1st, there's a mariachi celebration at the Urbana Free Library from 2 to 3 p.m. Enjoy live music with local performers, including the Mariachi Band of Urbana High School and Urbana Middle School, the Mariachi Tigres de Urbana. This will be in the Busey Mills Reading Room at 2 p.m. on Sunday at the Urbana Free Library.
On Sunday, June 1st, it's the Coffee Cantata, a caffeinated concert at Wesley Student Center in Urbana at 4 p.m. Baroque artists of Champaign-Urbana present a concert full of music about feasting and fun, featuring Bach's lighthearted Coffee Cantata.
For more information about these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call.
And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Steve Mork.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Sagar Magani, Sam Rink, Ben Thorpe, Isabella Nieto, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.